We are back at the PGA Merchandise Show and back with Bob Winskowitz, the CEO and founder of Squares Golf Shoes. And Bob, good to see you again. And it looks like there's some new Squares coming out for 2025.
There is. It's always good to see you. You know, I remember back to our first PGA show, and I had the pleasure of meeting you, and you did a story on us. So, you know, I wouldn't be where we are today if it had not been for people like you, Rory. And I really appreciate the friendship and the partnership.
Well, I appreciate the good product, and especially with my feet in their current condition these days, a good balanced shoe, stable shoe, comfortable shoe is absolutely what I need. And, you know, as I've told you once before, I don't just stand in your shoes. I stand behind them, too. They always look great, and they seem to get better every year.
Yeah, you know, this year we focused on two areas. Number one is we really wanted to clean up the shoe in a sense that there's less activity on the shoe. We had heard from consumers that they want a very plain looking shoe in the front portion of it and then add some accenting around the base of the shoe. So what we did in addition to that is we knocked out about 2 ounces in this shoe. So we brought this shoe down from about 478 grams down to about 424 grams. Now, it will feel a heck of a lot lighter out there to anybody. If you don't think 2 ounces make a big deal, it truly does. So the way I look at the shoe today is we took the structure and the performance of that old leather spiked shoe, and we took the current spikeless sneaker-like shoe and brought them together. It's like the perfect confluence of the structure and the comfort. And I think we accomplished that in this new shoe. It's a lightweight shoe. And we've got three models this year. We've got the Pro S2 Signature, we've got the Velo, and we've got the Speed 2.
Well, they all look really good, and as you said, they're a little more straight white, a little less action going on the shoe. And I'll tell you what, you know, Bob, one of the great things about Squares has always been the traction. How much time and effort still goes into, can we do something to add even a little more traction, especially for people who've got a high swing speed and still want to bomb the golf ball down the fairway?
100%. We look at it all the time. And in fact, that was the reason why we invented the Velo shoe. If you notice on the side of this shoe, it's got a piece of material and an added material. But we noticed that most of the give in the shoe is on the lateral side of the shoe, particularly for people who swing over 100 miles an hour. Because as you're creating this force with the ground, the shoe wants to expand in the lateral area. But if you notice here, when I push down, it doesn't move. It doesn't expand. So that means the energy, instead of going out the side of the shoe, goes straight up and down. Now, you mentioned traction. I'm a huge proponent of removable spikes and not a spikeless shoe. 82% of all tour players wear a shoe with removable cleats. And there's a reason. And the reason is because ground force, traction, and just say stability on different types of lies. And that's very important. So we continue to look at traction patterns, what makes sense, try to really look down the road as to how we can improve things like this. But this is a very unique traction pattern. Circular motion coupled with removable cleats and traction lugs. So this is like the perfect hybrid.
Well, I know that you've had some very high-level swing instructors that feel that your shoe is helpful for all the golfers they work with, not just tour players, everybody. Are they still with you, and are they still supporting what you're doing?
Absolutely. You know, we've got David Ledbetter, Jim McClain, Rick Smith. We've got Todd Cole. We've got Nick Bradley, Jake Thurm, Taylor Crosby. I can go on and on. We've got about 30-something instructors that believe in ground force, and everything starts with, you know, your swing is built from the ground up. And somebody like a David Ledbetter will tell you that, hey, if you can't get balanced and stable in your swing, nothing else is going to happen. Nothing else as good is going to happen. So, yes, we still got those players. We had 7 tour players wearing the shoes, and we've won 3 times on tour. So, yeah, we've gotten a lot of support from the PGA Tour and some of the best instructors in the world.
Well, that is great news. Bob, I remember one time you sent me a pair to check out, and they were at, like, my house from the East Coast the next day. It sounds like you are you still have one of your guarantees where you buy it, we'll ship it out, and you won't be waiting 3 weeks for it.
100%. So you buy our shoes. If you place the order before 2 o'clock Eastern time, it ships out that same day. If it doesn't ship out that day, it goes out first thing the next morning.
Speed. Speed, too. Speed and delivery. Always. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I'd like to mention that, you know, we do, and for the consumers out there, is that if you buy a pair of shoes and it's not the right fit, we do free exchanges. We do free returns. I've had people that have extraordinarily wide feet, you know, love the science technology in it, but when they put it on, it doesn't really fit, and we don't make like a 4E shoe, then they just want to return it. And we're like, no problem. And we'll pay for it. And we like to think we're very customer-centric and making sure everybody either enjoys them, and if they don't, if they're not wide enough, they're too narrow, whatever they may be, we'll take them back.
What about the plan you started, I believe, a year ago, where if a head golf professional in the club wants to just have a limited line of square shoes and doesn't want to fill up half the back of his storeroom with boxes and boxes and boxes, you can make that happen so that his members can still go to their club and buy their shoe.
Yep, we do those type of programs. It's no inventory programs that somebody, a PGA professional at a golf club, a member comes in and says, look, I want to support you, pro. I'd like to buy a pair of shoes, not online, not at Dick's, not on, you know, PGA Tour stores. I'd like to support you, pro. The pro simply calls the company, places an order. They make their margin, and the player gets the shoes within 2 days.
Can't beat that. Well, Bob, how soon for the new ones to be available?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yep.
So we're looking at mid-February.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Bob Winsko, it's always great catching up here at the show, and we'll look forward to seeing those new squares out on the golf course this summer.
Thanks, Rory. Really appreciate it.